dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we're inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Go head on over there, get in, involved, get interactive. You can actually create the content of the website. What you see there on the front page was created by listeners like you. So you find something online you think's interesting, submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike whatever it is you've submitted, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and enjoy, because the entire site is free. So, much to discuss here tonight, plus the Occupy movement. I haven't talked about it in a few days, and it's just because nothing really came across my plate as being, this has to be discussed. But now it looks like the S has hit the fan to some extent, at least out in Occupy Oakland, with the news being that apparently peaceful Occupy protests degenerate into chaos. However, they're only talking about Oakland. So how can they call it peaceful Occupy protests degenerating into chaos?
Each individual person is waging their own protest?
They make it sound like it's the whole, like the headline makes it sound like the
whole
Occupy.
That's what the news really wants to do.
Exactly.
Here.
That's the whole idea, is the selling the name. Through the whole idea of shamming the viewers, the listeners, the readers, whatever, with false headlines, false propaganda.
According to the Associated Press, a day of demonstrations in Oakland that began as a significant step toward expanding the political and economic influence of the Occupy Wall Street movement ended with police in riot gear arresting dozens of protesters who'd marched through downtown to break into a vacant building, shattering windows, spraying graffiti, and setting fires along the way.
Have you seen any of this footage, Ian, of the arrests and the crackdown?
No, have you?
Yes, it's quite graphic.
Really?
It's definitely like there's lots of shots being fired as far as tear gas canisters, and then, of course, the trail of smoke, and then they get kicked back or pushed away or knocked away from the people that they were shot at. In Oakland, previously last week or earlier this week, there was reports of police shooting protesters in the head with tear gas canisters.
Wow.
There was, in fact, one video I saw had protesters going to help. This person was shot in the face with a tear gas canister.
God.
From nearly point-blank range.
That's sick.
And then you see a cop throw a flashbang grenade right in the middle of this group helping this injured person. Literally, in the midst of this group, and then, of course, there's more chaos as they try to grab this person who is unconscious, who has brain damage because of fractured skull.
It was actually a vet, too, if it matters to anybody.
Right, yeah. If that your whole rah-rah patriotism hits your nerve, then yes, it was a veteran and someone who went to Iraq, I'm sure. And
fought for freedom.
Yeah.
And now look what he's got. So a little more here. Protester Monique Agnew, 40 years old, said, "We go from having a peaceful movement to now just chaos. The far-flung movement of protesters challenging the world's economic systems and distribution of wealth has gained momentum in recent weeks, capturing the world's attention by shutting down one of the nation's busiest shipping ports toward the end of a day-long general strike that prompted solidarity rallies across the U.S. About 3,000 people converged on the port of Oakland, the nation's fifth busiest harbor, in a nearly five-hour protest Wednesday, swarming the area and blocking exits and streets with illegally parked vehicles and hastily erected chain-link fences." Now, this I hadn't heard about. This, I guess, it's pretty big, though. What, anybody heard about this one? What was their motivation there? Was it like
we're for the chain links or the crackdown?
To occupy the port, like we're just going to interrupt people trying to trade. Is that
I don't know. I haven't heard any specific idea or reason articulated yet.
Port officials say they were forced to cease maritime operations, citing concerns for workers' safety. I guess this happened yesterday. So this shutdown of the port of Oakland was Wednesday.
Think the news would come out with some kind of story as to why they were going after the port, but maybe not.
They said in a statement they hope to resume operations today, and that the port workers will be allowed to get to their jobs without incident. Continued missed shifts represent economic hardship for maritime workers, truckers, and their families, as well as lost jobs and lost tax revenue for our region. So this is one of the issues with the Occupy movement. It's just so vast. what is it? What do they really stand for? I mean, I'm involved in the Occupy Keene, but no one has ever suggested involved.
I say the answer is they don't stand for anything. Right. Individuals in the group stand for different things.
I think that's particularly true of the different facets within each area. Like in Oakland, I'm sure there are ANCAPs that are waving, you know, black and yellow flags, just as there are everywhere. It just might be a small number, but there are also very socialist, idealistic individuals who are pursuing that goal, and then there's individuals pursuing more of a conservative goal, maybe, and the Fed. So I think there's a lot of fragmented groups in every sort of situation. Oakland, New York, even here in Keene, there's different ideas being talked about. So that's repeated throughout all of the Occupy, quote-unquote, movement. And I think you can't really point the finger at the movement or even one city and say anything because
they're different.
Yeah, it's so different.
Right. So
they took some polls. The Christian Science Monitor took some polls of the groups, and they're divergent. As you could, I mean, they are divergent. I mean.
Right, so, I mean, Occupy Oakland and what they're willing to do may be completely different from what Occupy Philly or Occupy Keene, for instance, might
Certainly.
Be willing to do.
We've seen Philly go out and get permits for their Occupy movement initially, and, you know, just different tactics in different cities yield different results, and so we'll see how the state as a monolithic structure, because, you know, they all pretty much... They are individuals in the police force and whatnot, but they all have the same sort of manuals that they all train by. So they all have the similar movements when they react to certain situations.
Supporters in New York, Philly, and Los Angeles staged smaller-scale demonstrations, each group saying its protest was a show of support for Oakland, which became a rallying point when an Iraq War veteran was seriously injured in a clash with police last week, which I presume is what you're talking
That's
about
right.
there. The larger Occupy movement has yet to coalesce into an organized association, and until the port shutdown, have been largely limited to scattershot marches, rallies, and tent encampments since it began in September. Organizers in Oakland have viewed the day as a significant victory. Police said about 7,000 people participated in demonstrations throughout the day that were peaceful except for a few incidents of vandalism. One of the protest leaders, Boots Riley, and how it is you become a leader, I'm not quite clear on, touted the day as a success.
You stand in front and talk.
Saying, we put together an ideological principle that the mainstream media wouldn't talk about 2 months ago. I'd like to know exactly what that principle is.
Apparently the mainstream media isn't talking about it enough to know.
His comments came before a group of demonstrators moved to break into the Traveler's Aid building in order to, as some shouting protesters put it, reclaim the building for the people.
Oh, God.
Riley, whose anti-capitalist views are well documented, considered the port shutdown particularly significant for organizers who targeted in an effort to stop the flow of capital. Okay, that's exactly what I figured it was. Just when I heard that they were shutting down a port, it figured, well, okay, they're not talking about targeting the biggest of the big evil corporations.
Right.
They're talking about targeting anybody that's involved in shipping.
Shutting down the marketplace, basically.
Right, shutting down any flow of goods coming in from what is, they say here, is the country's fifth busiest port. And so, sure, there's going to be some big corporations that are involved in shipping, but there are also likely some smaller groups and companies as well. And so, as was pointed out here, you're getting in the way of the truckers, and you're getting in the way of the longshoremen or the folks that are working at the port. And that's not helping those people. Aren't you guys concerned with jobs?
What about the image, too? I mean, if the protesters there would think about what kind of image am I creating for the society, or the, not just the society, but the people who actually work and live there. Now, some of these people might not even be from that area, might not live anywhere near the port, but they come here and they interrupt the normal daily routine for people who are just trying to, as are just part of the 99% as any one of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's this? This just, it seems like they're...
But they aren't enlightened enough. They don't know what the goals are of the 99%, what is in the best interest of the 99%, so we must show them.
Well, it seems like they're shooting themselves in the foot as far as creating a image nightmare, a marketing nightmare for however, you know, future protests are going to go in that area with those individuals. So, I don't know what positive they thought they could create from this.
Well, apparently it didn't create anything positive because later the violence erupted. We'll talk more about that here in a moment.
They're liberating those workers from their bourgeois overlords, and the workers will be thrilled.
1-855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features like our mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone, you want to get quick access to our streams and podcasts. Just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's free.
The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. Peace of mind. Daily, we talk about destabilizing events around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. You can get prepared. Protect your family. You shouldn't delay. For my protection, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. As a matter of fact, I've tried a couple of their meals now. I just got them earlier this week, and all of them have been tasty. They have different. They have ones for camping and ones for food storage. But the food storage, 25 years. I mean, it seems like that's a that's going to last a while. It's a good investment. You should have food around for you and your family. Wise Foods. You can go to. Is it WiseFoodStorage.com? Again, WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. Promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order that you get. Plus, peace of mind's free. It's WiseFoodStorage.com.
More coming up on the Occupy movement, what happened out in Oakland yesterday and apparently today as well, with some violence erupting. Some more detail on that. Plus, JJ, you're going to give us an update on Occupy Wall Street, where the first court hearings have begun.
That's right, the first arraignments.
So we'll hit that in a moment. But first, Erod is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Erod.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry for kind of switching tracks on you guys on this Occupy thing.
That's all right. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I've had something that's been on my mind for a while that's kind of been bothering me. Let me ask you a question. Do nurses take the same sort of Hippocratic oath that doctors do?
I don't think they do.
That's a darn good question. Why do you ask?
Well, you would think that, you're a nurse, that you would, your purpose is, you got a patient, you're going to take care of them, no matter what. And I guess I'm bringing this up because this here last week here in the state of Georgia, there was this nurse, the head nurse, actually, who was taking care of a patient, and the patient apparently was wanted by the police. Well, the police barged into the hospital, and the nurse said, whoa, hold on here. You're not taking this man. He's injured. He's hurt. He's under my care. But the police didn't care. And so what they basically did is, as this woman was trying to take care of her patient, 44-year-old woman, she gets tased in the back, She goes down, she gets handcuffed, and apparently they take the patient away. And I'm just thinking, and by the way, she is being charged with felony obstruction. Obstruction, okay?
Where did this happen?
In Georgia. And I don't exactly remember. It's, just outside of Atlanta somewhere,
But, so she was trying to do the right thing, take care of her patient, and the cops attacked her for it.
Yep, right. The cops want to take him because apparently the guy was, wanted in some sort of crime or something like that. I don't know what he did. He's probably a bad guy. Nevertheless, this woman is doing what she is supposed to do, what she's paid to do, is to take care of primarily the patient first. But the cops didn't care, and they just tased this woman in the back, and now she's facing felony obstruction. And like I said, she's probably a decent woman. She's a, she's a RN, head nurse, Probably when she woke up in this morning, that morning, she probably thought nothing like this would ever happen to her. But now she's facing, she's got a lawyer up now. It's going to cost her a bare minimum about $5,000, probably more like $10,000. Is she going to be able to keep her job? I don't know. Can she even get another job? Probably not. Not with a felony obstruction on her head.
It's crazy.
It's really sad. It's really sad. And it's just amazing that this kind of thing is going on. And here's the saddest thing about it is, though, if she'll probably take a plea deal, and let's pray that if things get, dropped down to maybe a misdemeanor charge, but if she doesn't take the plea deal and wants to go to court, you know what's going to happen? She'll go to court, and her jury of her peers are probably going to say, guilty. Guilty.
Probably. That's what happened to me.
Sadly, 66% of felony cases are found guilty. I mean, you'd think that somebody who took it to court would consider themselves to be innocent. So at the very least, you'd have a 50-50 situation. But nope, more than that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is crazy. And, these kind of things go on all the time. And I guess I'm just making this call because, you got so many people who always say that, you'll just follow the law, you'll be okay, nothing's going to happen, just do what it say. Well, this poor woman, she probably never, hardly did anything wrong. She woke up in the morning, thought she was doing the right thing, but But no, you know, you got a felony obstruction charge for doing the right thing. So I'm really ticked, and it's really sad. So,
back to your original question, E-Rod. According to Wikipedia, the Hippocratic Oath is an oath historically taken by doctors and other healthcare professionals swearing to practice medicine ethically. So it doesn't say for sure it's nurses.
It seems to be that there is a Hippocratic Oath that's been adapted for nurses, and some nurses have taken it. Other nurses will take the Nightingale Pledge. There is apparently no across-the-board homogenous way that nurses pledge.
Thanks, E-Rod. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE.
I don't think it matters, though. If somebody's trying to provide medical care to someone, there's no reason to tase them.
Yeah, that's just out of control. I mean,
it's absolutely outrageous.
That's what the police do, though. They tase first and ask questions later. And, of course, they can get away with it because they're in charge. And they're completely unaccountable for what they do.
What I can't understand is how this case could be lost if this woman had done nothing wrong. I mean, if she can...
She didn't obey. She's done something wrong.
Besides that,
their position.
I think showing a jury of her peers that the police overstepped, and with her credentials as a head nurse and helping people and whatnot, you know, being a compassionate person.
I'd say her odds are better than mine were in court.
Well, it's like, if they do this to this nurse, she should be able to win this case and then sue them or something like that. Or some sort of recourse where they might think twice next time before they pull the taser out on some situation that doesn't require it.
1-855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Speaking of getting violent.
To me, this is like going real fast to the old taser, you know, like the kind of, the kind of people that would just jump to taser this quickly. I don't know. I don't have anything nice to say about that.
So speaking of that, back to the violence of Oakland, where there were activists, maybe about 7,000 people demonstrating in downtown Oakland, specifically a bunch of them going to block the port. One of the so-called leaders has anti-capitalist views that are well documented, saying they targeted the port in an effort to stop the flow of capital. The port of Oakland there sends goods primarily to Asia, including wine as well as rice, fruit, and nuts, and handles imported electronics, apparel, and manufacturing
equipment. Now they're importing a few extra nuts.
Mostly from Asia, as well as cars and parts from Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and Hyundai. An accounting of the financial toll from the shutdown was not immediately available. The potential for the chaos that ultimately erupted was not something Riley wanted to even consider. And the peace that abided throughout the day did not last into the night when protesters, voicing anger over a budget trim that forced the closure of a homeless aid program, converged on an empty building where the program had been housed. They blocked off city streets with dumpsters and other large trash bins and started bonfires. We'll come back with more.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? 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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. The webcam's there. You can watch, listen, and chat. Chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can see that there and get interactive with some of our other listeners. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest, most ergonomic, full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com.
So we've been talking about the Occupy movement, giving you an update on some of the goings-on out there across the country. Oakland, probably one of the, I guess, most conflicting areas of the Occupy movement, meaning that the police have been conflicting with some of the protesters there. And, of course, not all of the protesters are of a violent sort. And, of course, an ultimate question that needs to be asked is how many of the protesters who are being violent are actually undercover police officers? Because you never really know these things. And there certainly have been protests in the past where undercover officers have been outed and shown to be who they are. Like the one protest where the cops are still wearing their jackboots as they attempted to blend in with the rest of the crowd.
It happens. I mean, this has been shown over and over again. Kent State was proven to be this, too.
So in the case of Oakland, some protesters were upset over a budget cut that closed a homeless aid program. They converged on the empty building where that program had been housed, blocked off city streets with dumpsters, started bonfires that leapt 15 feet in the air. The statement, according to the city bureaucrats, was as follows. Oakland police responded to a late-night call that protesters had broken into an occupied downtown building and set several simultaneous fires. The protesters allegedly began hurling rocks, explosives, bottles, and flaming objects at responding officers. Several private and municipal buildings sustained heavy vandalism, and dozens of protesters wielding shields were surrounded and arrested.
I'm hoping there's video of some of this stuff. Really, though. I haven't seen much video at all of protesters doing violent things, so it would be good at least to have some video of this showing not only that it actually happened as the police or the agency is reporting, but also just to contrast with the peaceful nature that most of these Occupy protests take.
I want to know what the problem is with wielding shields.
Yeah. Wield is...
It's a defensive weapon. I think wield you probably could use in that sentence.
You can get away with it, I
but
think.
But exactly what is the problem with walking around with a shield? I mean, it is to block things. That is the purpose of a shield. I suppose you could use it in a thrusting manner. Captain America slings his like a giant bouncing frisbee, but I have never seen that done with any kind of alacrity by somebody in real life.
Well, it's to aid in the disobedience, I think, and that's why the police
don't
like
to prevent themselves from being tased, I imagine, and you know, the government doesn't like it when you don't want to get tased.
Protesters reported running from several rounds of tear gas and bright flashes and deafening pops that some thought were caused by flashbang grenades. Fire crews suppressed the flames at the scene. Meanwhile, protesters and police faced off for the rest of the night in an uneasy standoff. In Philly, protesters were arrested earlier Wednesday as they held a sit-in at the headquarters of cable giant Comcast. So, I guess they're just picking on anything that's a somewhat large corporation.
We need to stop large corporations. Right. That, to some extent, has been the mantra of some of these Occupy folks.
Right. They could care less what's going on. They just show the bottom line of the revenue this corporation's had last year, and they're like, oh, let's get them. They got too much money.
Right. How many of the protesters are using Comcast cable connections to update their, their Facebook feeds and websites?
Their Facebook feeds on their iPhones.
Right.
While they're wearing their designer jeans. I mean, everything these people have in the world is made by,
Everyone's seen that one that's going around on Facebook, which shows, protesting corporations and then just points out all the corporate things that they have in their possession and just in this picture.
Well, one of my favorite things.
It can't point them all out. It points out some of them just to show make the point.
Well, one of my favorite things kind of brings me back to a conversation we had years ago.
How many of these people are wearing homespun like Gandhi recommended?
Do you remember years ago, Mark? I don't know if you were here for this one. It might have been the period of time when you were off the air. But we talked one time about sanitizers. I think it was called sanitizers.
Yes, sure.
These people that they're so anti-corporate. That, or at least they fancy themselves in that way, that they'll buy like a video camera from Sony and they'll put a big piece of black tape over the Sony logo, or they'll scrub it off in some, some way, shape, or manner. They will essentially de-logoize all of their corporate products. So they're still enriching those corporations by buying their products, but they just don't want to, allow
the advertising
logos to be seen. So,
I think it's fine if that's what you want to do. If you want to spend your time taking the logo off, I get it. If you don't want, because Toyota does a big advertisement on the back, at least used to be. Now it's not as much, but I remember Toyota used to be huge on the back of a
truck.
On the truck bed. Why am I advertising them?
Well, at the same time, I don't see that advertising being so effective. I don't think a lot of people go out and buy stuff because naturally they see someone else is wearing Nike. Oh, I have to go and buy Nike. People like the brand, usually, is what it is. Is that I like this particular line of clothing. I've had either success with it in the past or it's just fit me right.
Well, that's not the kind of advertising that gets anyone to... It's not a call to action. That is the branding.
But your point earlier of saying that they've already paid for the product, that's the whole... That's the market transaction right there. They could protest it all they want. You could protest McDonald's all day, but if you keep eating there every day, your protest is mute.
What's the point?
Yeah.
What do you do? What are you trying to prove? Comcast. Yeah. So they're a big company. They're in a lot of markets. And the problem with Comcast and their ilk is not so much that they provide people with internet service and phone service and TV. But the problem is that they work hand-in-hand with the government to essentially have what is a near monopoly on providing those services. And back in the old days, it used to be a monopoly when it wasn't cable modems and just cable. It was just cable TV. Mm-hmm. Prior to the, 18-inch dishes, the dish TV or direct TVs, the different little mini dishes that came out for folks' homes, all your choices were was you either get the over-the-air antenna and get the two to
rabbit
three
ears.
Channels that
or the,
right.
Or above your house antenna, that big giant thing that looks like, I don't know, some sailing jellyfish in the sky.
And then maybe you'd get a handful more channels. So you could get the over-the-air channels through antennas, or you would have the cable monopoly. Because
the giant C-band dish.
Well, there was always C-band was around, but that's not really a cost-effective method for a lot of people, so it wasn't really an option.
When I was a kid, my best friend's family, you know, had that.
Did you ever watch the porn channels on there?
I never even knew that they had them.
You missed out.
Fail.
But my point being that basically the way it works is a local government or state government will get into agreements with these cable providers, and they have franchise agreements, where essentially they lock down the marketplace in most places to anybody else that wants to come in and compete. And it's still that way in most places. You can't get cable TV from somebody else.
Right. And nowadays, though, a lot of people don't necessarily... I think the cable TV market share is much smaller. I think it's still there. But
sure.
More people today are using the cable companies for internet access, for
this
broadband connect, you know, and... the competitor for that, of course, is the DSL or the phone companies.
Right.
And, of course, satellites, if you have that option available.
So internet competition's a little bit better because the phone company's allowed to play in that same realm. So
right.
You get the phone company and the cable company, and then, like you said, maybe some wireless companies or satellite kind of playing in that market as well. So that's good, and that's probably why we've seen internet prices coming down. But even so, you're still talking about maybe an oligopoly situation where you've got the monopoly of the phone world competing with the monopoly of the cable world to provide you with internet services.
Right.
I mean, it's not an optimal market, market situation, and it's not a free market in any way, shape,
There's
or form.
There's also satellite internet available. I mean, you can get that. I've got that at my house.
As you mentioned, there was. JJ mentioned that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You could get internet delivered over a cell phone fob, too, and I had that at my house.
Right, so as I said, there are more options, but even still, it's not a free market. 855-453, because you can't start your own phone company or your own cable company in the area. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country!
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom!
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Oh, by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking you for. We take that money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board, get some of the perks too.
Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February the 23rd through the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world. You can be part of it. It'll be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza. So far, the speakers include Joel Salatin, author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute of Justice, Jack Spierko, a survival expert, and Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. Just go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Sign up with coupon code FTL2012. Actually, the sign-ups have been more brisk than they have at any point in the past, so... You know,
wow, that's great.
You don't want to mess around on this one, or you're going to be staying at another hotel.
Not a good choice.
Yeah. So that's coupon code FTL2012, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I just spoke with the famous and infamous Chris Lawless today.
That's the organizer of the Liberty Forum. And it wouldn't surprise me that sign-ups are really hot, because everybody wants the Liberty Forum to come back. Anybody that's ever been to this event before knows how great it is, and it didn't happen this year due to an organizer mishap, unfortunately. And so they brought the original organizer back, the guy who gets it done, and it is getting done, and so people are excited, justifiably.
Yeah, there's also the aspect where, you know, previously it had been an annual event. It went off every single year, so mm-hmm. you could say to yourself, well, I just can't afford it this year. I'll go next year.
Right.
Well, now, you know, since there was a year that it didn't happen, it's shown to people, hey, well, maybe it won't happen next year. You never know. So now's the time to sign up. You know, folks are signing up. I suspect it will happen
just,
next year. But
just like last year and the year before, that, you know, last year was scheduled to happen, but the year before, each year it's like the tyranny is ratcheted up one notch, and the government is going even more crazy and doing even more ridiculous things. So this year is no different.
All the more need for an event like the Liberty Forum to bring people here to New Hampshire to be around hundreds of other like-minded folks for the weekend in a hotel, and it's a lot of fun. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum, the code FTL2012 to save 10%. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Occupy movements. Coming up, JJ will update us on Occupy Wall Street. We've talked about Occupy Oakland and Philly. Oakland, where they occupied a port recently in order to shut down the flow of capital. Some occupied the port. And then some also occupied the offices, corporate offices of Comcast in Philly recently as well, because I guess Comcast is a corporation. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You talked a moment ago about a Facebook picture showing some of the corporate products that the anti-corporatists at an Occupy protest were using.
Yes. I don't know that they could identify everybody in the picture as being an anti-corporatist, but I think that it does, it still paints a picture.
Well, that picture, I would like to sit down with one of them, an avowed anti-corporatist, and ask them about that before I would be inclined to laugh or poke fun at them for that picture, because it reminds me of how people, you know, they deride libertarians for using public roads and continuing to use and benefit from public services even where private alternatives exist, because what we would say is, well, what choice do we have? Well, they might say the exact same thing. Yeah, I have all these corporate products because nobody else is making them, but they would say, but that's because the corporatists are monopolizing the ability to make these things.
I think those clothes could easily be made in the Agora. People could make and sell them amongst themselves without getting involved at all with the government if they wanted to, if they wanted to get off and do something like that for their own personal gain. Or
oh, it's a lot easier to complain, though.
Hold on. You can buy things without supporting corporations because other people have bought them already. When you buy things in the secondhand world, if you go to eBay and you buy an iPhone 2G instead of 3G or 4G, I don't even know, somebody's already paid the profits to the corporate paymasters or whatever the term is that you wish to use for
that. Thrift store for clothing.
Right. You can go to the thrift store for clothing. You can have still these name brands, which of course would be would still make the picture sort of funny, but at the same time, you don't have to support corporations. So a person could stand up and say, hey, yeah, I've got some corporate-made stuff, but I didn't pay the corporations to make it.
Okay, but another issue is how much extra time, energy, and money would it take for them to actively go out of their way to do that?
To they buy at a thrift store buy things on eBay?
It depends
None.
On how strong of a principle they have towards what they believe. I mean, it depends on their convictions as well. I mean, people can talk and wave signs all they want, and they can swear up and down that they're this person or that person, but I think their actions at the end of the day judge who they really are.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have to go out of your way to buy a phone off of eBay rather than going to the Sprint store. I mean, will it cost you something in functionality? You certainly won't be on the very bleeding edge of technology, but who is a month after they buy their phone?
Well, now one could argue, Mark, that by doing those things, I mean, essentially you're still by proxy supporting the corporation.
I don't think one understands economics if one is making that argument. The fact is that, you know, Levi's does not benefit one whit. I suppose they benefit from the advertising on the back of my jeans. However, I could rip that tab off, if anybody still buys Levi jeans, I'm not 100% sure. But, Levi doesn't get a single dollar if I'm purchasing that from Goodwill or your local thrift store.
It's true that by going through thrift stores, you are essentially preventing new sales from happening and therefore not affecting their profits in any
way.
Now,
one might be able to make the argument that if I don't buy somebody's phone used, that they may not be able to afford to buy another new phone, mm-hmm. but they're really pushing it because the next paycheck, that person can probably pull it off. I mean, if you want a phone badly enough, you're going to pull it off.
Nick?
I am just throwing out conjecture here. At the end of it, I would still, my first instinct is to reserve my laughter until after I've asked one or two of them, because I'm sure there's probably something that they might be seeing that I'm not.
I don't really care about the laughter pointed at them as much as the lesson it teaches sort of the individual who might be seeing it. I mean, it is a valuable lesson to show somebody on Facebook. I mean, it's not just a joke on the Occupy movement. It is also an object lesson on, look, if you may not like corporations, but the fact is they're ubiquitous and they provide you with things that you want. And every penny that's made in the marketplace is made by providing somebody with something that they feel is more valuable than the dollars that they spent on
it. And some of them are better than others, too. I think that's important to point out, is that these corporations are not all the same. They're not all built the exact same
way. Exactly.
Some of them aren't as tied in with the state as others are, and some of them are providing more useful products than others.
But now, haven't you heard states say exactly the same thing, like it or not, the government is ubiquitous and it provides you things you want?
I see nothing wrong with using government services if it is the only option, or if it is the option that is subsidized or whatever. The problem with me, is the monopoly the government claims for itself and the funding mechanism it uses, not the fact that people use the government or anything like that. We all need some fire department to prevent fires from spreading, whether that fire department is private or public or whatever it is. Folks that say that, I love it when folks say that. Please call in. Let's talk about it. The problem with government is the threats of violence that they use.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453, the toll-free number.
I also think that just calling all corporations bad is just as foolish as saying all people are bad. I think it's just blanket statements or just attacking the idea of corporations in general. It's just ludicrous, because there's a lot of voluntary things done when people work together to create a product or to create a service. So
I'll attack the idea of corporations, but not the idea of business. And I think that's kind of what gets muddled in this anti-corporate discussion, is that people claim to be against corporations while using their products, and they're not really against corporations. They're really against they're not really against business. They're against the evil corporate masters who are in bed with the government, who are wielding power to achieve their end.
Right. It's the word corporations. It's sort of been demonized, and there's a lot of different ways to look at the word corporations. You could say the word corporations is the legal term defined by creating this corporation as a legal entity within the United States government as a tax ID type entity, whatever you want to call it, now as a person based on this judgment by that foolish robed committee.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, corporations are also, it's also a word to describe just small businesses. Like, I had an LLC. It was a little limited liability corporation back in Milwaukee, and we were certainly not one of the big corporate fat cats. We were all out of pocket. We did as much as we could with as little as we had.
You weren't lobbying the government. No. You weren't asking for favors.
Right. Corporations don't use violence to implement what they want on people. Okay.
That's the government.
Right.
Well, the government corporations do.
The government corporations.
They're corporations too. Municipal Corporation of the City of Keene. 1-855-450-FREE, State of New Hampshire, that's a corporation as well. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I'll choose up next.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com meets successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches, and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at Tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites, or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.